Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading 2 Nephi chapter 3. The prophet Lehi is in the midst of giving his final words to his sons right now. In the last chapter, he talked to his son Jacob, who was born in the wilderness as he was taking his family out of Jerusalem to the Promised Land, somewhere here in the Americas. Chapter 3, he's talking to Joseph, who is his other son, who was born during that journey. And this chapter might get a little confusing because Lehi is talking to his son Joseph. He's also going to talk about Joseph, who was sold into Egypt, Joseph of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat fame. And he's going to talk about another Joseph who is typically accepted to be Joseph Smith. That seems the most likely explanation given the detail we have here. It's also worth noting, Lehi has these brass plates. After his family left Jerusalem, he sent his sons back to get them. They have scriptures, they have genealogy. He's going to do a lot of quoting of Joseph who was sold into Egypt. But none of this is stuff that we have in our current Bible. It seems that the brass plates contained some writings of Joseph, or at least some prophecies that somebody else wrote down that Joseph made, and we get them here because Lehi quotes them, so that's kind of cool. Verse 1, "And now I speak unto you, Joseph, my lastborn. Thou wast born in the wilderness of mine afflictions. Yea, in the days of my greatest sorrow did thy mother bear thee. And may the Lord consecrate also unto thee this land, which is a most precious land, for thine inheritance and the inheritance of thy seed with thy brethren, for thy security forever, for if it so be that ye shall keep the commandments of the Holy One of Israel. And now, Joseph, my lastborn, whom I have brought out of the wilderness of mine afflictions, may the Lord bless thee forever, for thy seed shall not utterly be destroyed. For behold, thou art the fruit of my loins, and I am a descendant of Joseph, who was carried captive into Egypt. And great were the covenants of the Lord which he made unto Joseph. Wherefore Joseph truly saw our day, and he obtained a promise of the Lord that out of the fruit of his loins the Lord God would raise up a righteous branch unto the house of Israel. Not the Messiah, but a branch which was to be broken off. Nevertheless, to be remembered in the covenants of the Lord that the Messiah should be made manifest unto them in the latter days, in the spirit of power, unto the bringing them out of darkness into light, yea, out of hidden darkness, and out of captivity unto freedom." So here Lehi is just summarizing that Joseph, who was sold into Egypt, God gave him lots of promises, and one of those promises is that his posterity would become an important branch of the house of Israel, sounds like. Not the branch that the Messiah comes from, but an important branch nonetheless. And now we're going to get into a pretty lengthy quote from Joseph, and again, this is not something we have in the Bible, so we're learning new things about this very famous Old Testament character. Verse 6, "For Joseph truly testified, saying, A seer shall the Lord my God raise up, who shall be a choice seer unto the fruit of my loins. Yea, Joseph truly said, Thus saith the Lord unto me, A choice seer will I raise up of the fruit of thy loins, and he shall be esteemed highly among the fruit of thy loins. And unto him will I give commandment that he shall do a work for the fruit of thy loins, his brethren, which shall be of great worth unto them, even to the bringing of them to the knowledge of the covenants which I have made with my fathers. And I will give unto him a commandment, that he shall do none other work, save the work which I shall command him. And I will make him great in mine eyes, for he shall do my work. And he shall be great like unto Moses, whom I have said I would raise up unto you, to deliver my people, O house of Israel." So this is super interesting because Joseph lived quite a while before Moses. In fact, Joseph is the reason all the Israelites ended up in Egypt. You may recall his brothers sold him into slavery. He ended up in Egypt, became an assistant to Pharaoh, and then when famine hit his family, they came to Egypt looking for help, and Joseph was able to help them, and they all moved to Egypt to enjoy the reserves that Joseph had helped Pharaoh stockpile. And so generations after that, the Egyptians are not so friendly to the Israelites anymore. They've turned them into slaves, and Moses comes along and delivers them out of Egypt and takes them to freedom and to safety. And so Joseph, generations before Moses comes along, apparently just accepts the fact that a prophet is going to be raised up to deliver all the Israelites out of bondage in Egypt. And as he is prophesying about this other prophet, this other seer, who again is probably Joseph Smith, he says he's going to be like Moses, but this is not Moses. This is a different important prophet. Verse 10, "And Moses will I raise up to deliver thy people out of the land of Egypt. But a seer will I raise up out of the fruit of thy loins, and unto him will I give power to bring forth my word unto the seed of thy loins, and not to the bringing forth my word only, saith the Lord, but to the convincing them of my word, which shall have already gone forth among them. Wherefore the fruit of thy loins shall write, and the fruit of the loins of Judah shall write, and that which shall be written by the fruit of thy loins, and also that which shall be written by the fruit of the loins of Judah, shall grow together, unto the confounding of false doctrines, and laying down of contentions, and establishing peace among the fruit of thy loins, and bringing them to the knowledge of their fathers in the latter days, and also to the knowledge of my covenants, saith the Lord." So, the writing of the loins of Judah is typically accepted to be the Bible. The Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, is written, it's a record of the people of Judah, which is one of the tribes of Israel. But Joseph of Egypt, Joseph long ago, even longer ago than Lehi, was prophesying that his descendants would also write something. And it's important to remember, Lehi learned from the brass plates, from the genealogy on there, that he's of the tribe of Manasseh. Joseph had two sons, and Manasseh was one of them. And so Lehi and his descendants are descended of Joseph. And so this other record is probably the Book of Mormon that we're reading right now. So the loins of Judah shall write, that's the Bible, and the descendants of Joseph shall also write, that's the Book of Mormon. And these two things together will confound false doctrine and remove contention and establish peace. So we should definitely be using these two records together. Verse 13, "And out of weakness he shall be made strong, in that day when my work shall commence among all my people, unto the restoring thee, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. And thus prophesied Joseph, saying, Behold, that seer will the Lord bless, and they that seek to destroy him shall be confounded. For this promise which I have obtained of the Lord, of the fruit of my loins, shall be fulfilled. Behold, I am sure of the fulfilling of this promise. And his name shall be called after me," that's Joseph, "and it shall be called after the name of his father." So this seer Joseph is prophesying about is going to be named Joseph. He's going to have a father whose name is also Joseph, and he's going to bring forth this work that brings forth another book and restores the fullness of the gospel. This is why we're pretty confident talking about Joseph Smith. He checks all those boxes. "And he shall be like unto me, for the thing which the Lord shall bring forth by his hand, by the power of the Lord shall bring my people unto salvation." Verse 16, "Yea, thus prophesied Joseph, I am sure of this thing, even as I am sure of the promise of Moses. For the Lord hath said unto me, I will preserve thy seed forever. And the Lord hath said, I will raise up a Moses, and I will give power unto him in a rod, and I will give judgment unto him in writing. Yet I will not loose his tongue, that he shall speak much, for I will not make him mighty in speaking, but I will write unto him my law by the finger of mine own hand, and I will make a spokesman for him. And the Lord said unto me also, I will raise up unto the fruit of thy loins, and I will make for him a spokesman. And I, behold, I will give unto him that he shall write the writing of the fruit of thy loins unto the fruit of thy loins. And the spokesman of thy loins shall declare it. And the words which he shall write shall be the words which are expedient in my wisdom should go forth unto the fruit of thy loins. And it shall be as if the fruit of thy loins had cried unto them from the dust, for I know their faith. And they shall cry from the dust, yea, even repentance unto their brethren, even after many generations have gone by them. And it shall come to pass that their cry shall go even according to the simpleness of their words. Because of their faith, their words shall proceed forth out of my mouth unto their brethren, who are the fruit of thy loins. And the weakness of their words will I make strong in their faith, unto the remembering of my covenant, which I made unto thy fathers." So this is the end of the words of Joseph in Egypt. In these final four verses, Lehi is going to go back to addressing his son, Joseph. Verse 22, "And now behold, my son Joseph, after this manner did my father of old prophesy. Wherefore, because of this covenant, thou art blessed, for thy seed shall not be destroyed, for they shall hearken unto the words of the book. And there shall rise up one mighty among them, who shall do much good, both in word and in deed, being an instrument in the hands of God, with exceeding faith, to work mighty wonders, and do that thing which is great in the sight of God, unto the bringing to pass much restoration into the house of Israel, and unto the seed of thy brethren. And now, blessed art thou, Joseph, behold, thou art little. Wherefore, hearken unto the words of thy brother Nephi, and it shall be done unto thee even according to the words which I have spoken. Remember the words of thy dying father. Amen. So that's the end of this chapter. In the next chapter, Lehi is going to finish speaking, and then Nephi is going to speak.